Enjoy this, guys. This is what your granddad used to love. It's Bushmeat.
Yummy! I obviously got that. I heard on the radio that...
Never mind that. Eat up. It's good.
Walia is right. This is not a game. Buying and serving illegal game meat is a real risk for you and your family. You become exposed to the severe diseases that come with illegal bushmeat. Buy only certified game meat from an approved supplier. Illegal possession of bushmeat carries a sentence of up to 7 years in prison under the Zambia Wildlife Act 2015. This message is brought to you by the Department of National Parks and Wildlife. Be sure and be legal. Illegal bushmeat. This is not a game.
Welcome to the This Is Not a Game radio show, a show dedicated to informing you about the dangers of illegal bushmeat while highlighting the impact of poaching and the benefit of wildlife to Zambia. Remember, illegal possession of bushmeat is an offense punishable by up to 7 years imprisonment. This message is brought to you by the Department of National Parks and Wildlife.
Welcome. My name is Mina, and in today's episode, we'll be talking to Dr. Chisoni Mumba, an animal and economics researcher and a senior lecturer from the University of Zambia. We'll be talking about the role of veterinary services in preventing the spread of zoonotic diseases from wild animals. As always, we have a great lineup of interesting segments ahead, so let's get started with the interview. Dr. Mumba, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Okay, I think first things first, please tell us more about yourself and the work that you do.
Thank you. Simply, I'm a senior lecturer and researcher in the field of animal health economics at the University of Zambia School of Veterinary Medicine. And my main duties are teaching, research, and community service.
All right. Thank you so much for that, Dr. Mumba. Would you care to tell us a bit more about what zoonotic diseases are and why we should care about them?
These are diseases that are transmissible between animals and human beings. And vice versa. So these are diseases that, you know, we should be concerned about, because actually 61% of the diseases that human beings suffer from are actually zoonotic. Meaning that they come from animals. So we should be concerned because the impact, not only economic impact but also public health impact, is quite massive on the public.
Okay. And speaking of getting affected, what zoonotic diseases are we currently experiencing in Zambia, and how do these affect us?
Some of the zoonotic diseases are diseases like cysticercosis. You know, this is a worm, okay, which will be found, mostly in animals. These diseases are transmitted to humans through consumption of, some neurological signs. So, for example, we have seen epilepsy, people shooting, after suffering from these diseases. Some of the diseases also we have contracted, and this is quite common. People eating animals that have died on their own and were suffering from anthrax. I think we saw a case of this in China when people were eating hippos which were dying from anthrax, and then people were affected and some died.
Okay.
We also have TB, what we call bovine tuberculosis. Research has actually shown that this TB in one of the animals, impalas, for example, and the Lejwe in the Kafue flats, because of this, interaction between, domestic animals and wild animals, and then man also comes in to eat these animals.
Yes.
We have seen a number of TB cases actually that have been attributed to consumption of mostly game that has not been, infected.
Thank you so much for that, Dr. Mumba. Let's go on a quick break now, and when we get back, we find out what role veterinary services play in preventing zoonotic diseases.
Boy, I'll never forget that day, Uzibaka. We almost lost our son. My madam got bushmeat from Ujajimi, who always brings to the office. He said it was buffalo, but Kaya, it could have been anything. Olo imbo azona, eh? Learn from me, boy. Don't buy your bushmeat from just any guy. Avena Jimmy Vaparod. Ah! Buy your meat from licensed dealers, Mdala. Varina Mapepala. Those with proof it's legal game meat.
Choose legal game meat you can trust. This is not a game. For more information, visit www.thisisnotagame.info. This message is brought to you by the Department of National Parks and Wildlife.
Welcome back. We're still discussing the role of veterinary services in preventing the spread of zoonotic diseases with Dr. Mumba from the University of Zambia. Dr. Mumba, could you kindly explain the chain of movement of zoonotic diseases from, say, a poacher to a consumer?
At the level where people are poaching, mostly illegal game, you know, you are in contact with animals. Mm-hmm. So it might be, you know, sometimes transmission will be through contact when you are cutting meat.
Okay.
And these are diseases which sometimes when you are cutting meat and you cut yourself, the disease is transmitted to one who is, you know, cutting. But mainly the major one is eating. So people consume, you know, this meat that has not been inspected. Illegal meat is actually a source of concern. And I think people really need awareness. And people who introduce these diseases into a human population, the disease is in the animal population. Because we have disturbed the ecology, we go there, you know, illegally poach animals, then you contract the disease and you bring it into the human population. Then human to human transmission starts. I think a good example is that of COVID. We are told that COVID, you know, 19, you know, the origin is attributed to wild animals.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. And at this point, I think it's pretty obvious, but care to explain the role of veterinary services in ensuring there is safe, legal game meat for human consumption?
Yeah. So, you know, a vet is very important at this point because you are like a barrier, you know, because when this disease leaves the game bird, for example, and comes into the human population, one, it will go into domestic animals.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There is an interaction because of, you know, an ever-growing population. There's a lot of human activities now in game management area and also going into national parks. But destabilizing the ecology. So we'll bring a disease into the domestic animal, okay? And then from domestic animals, if the vet does not control the disease at the domestic animal level, it means that it is going to come into the human population.
Ah, okay.
And then, you know, one key thing is meat inspection. Food safety is in the hands of veterinarians. You know that there are more than 90% of our population, you know, eat meat. Now, what this means that if this meat is illegally sourced from wildlife, domestic is more controlled. That from wildlife, we have to make sure that this meat has been inspected by veterinarians.
Mm-hmm.
And veterinarians will tell you, so this is TB, this is cysticercosis, this is brucellosis, this is, you know, anthrax.
Okay.
And then we are going to prevent this meat going into, you know, the society.
Okay, all right.
So, vets are gatekeepers. Vets are people who ensure that, you know, public health is maintained and food safety and the food that we eat is safe.
Okay, and we really thank you for the role that you play. My last question, obviously, is from your research of zoonotic diseases and the effects that they have on humans. What would you recommend the public do when they come across uncertified bushmeat?
Yeah, so I think this is very serious. The biggest contribution of the community, of the society, is not to buy uncertified bushmeat.
Mm-hmm.
Because we are not going to introduce disease in the public.
Mm-hmm.
And indeed, the reports, you know, to the nearest SAWA office, I think this is what people understand, who say SAWA office.
Okay. Thank you so much for your time, Dr. Mumba. That's all we had for the interview today.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Okay. Listeners, stay tuned for interesting facts, takeaways, and news stories lined up.
Did you know that in 1998, black rhinos were declared extinct in Zambia? In the 1960s, Zambia had the third largest black rhino population in Africa, but it was wiped out due to rampant poaching for their horns. Zambia now has a small but stable population of black rhinos.
We visited Zambia Police Thrift Butchery, and this is what they had to say about their legal game meat business.
Zambia Police Thrift Butchery is conveniently located in Skanzi Police Camp off Mogadishu Road.
In store, we do have the following species of game meat that we are selling.
Puku, Letwe, Impala, Warthog, Bushback, Waterback, and many more to be added to the list. Our game meat, fresh or smoked, is very much affordable depending on the quantity. Our game meat is legally acquired from a trusted source with all the documentation done in accordance with the Zambia Wildlife Act. I'm urging all the customers and would-be customers to buy game meat from Zambia Police Thrift Butchery. Number one, it's legal. Number two, doesn't pose any danger to your health because all the processes are quite clean and sure. Number three, it's affordable. Remember, this is not a game.
If you like illegal bushmeat, remember, flies love it too. Illegal bushmeat is stored and transported unhygienically before it lands on your plate. Avoid the dangers of diseases that come with illegal bushmeat. Buy only certified legal game meat from an approved supplier and always ask to see a license. Illegal possession of bushmeat carries a sentence of up to 7 years in prison under the Zambia Wildlife Act No. 14 of 2015. This message is brought to you by the Department of National Parks and Wildlife. Be sure and be legal. Illegal bushmeat. This is not a game.
According to news24.com, smugglers have hauled out every trick in the book to try and get rhino horns past customs official. From being declared as coffee beans, live plants, and fine arts to being wrapped in a geezer. In a matter of 18 months from July 2020 to December 2021, more than 450 kilograms of rhino horn was seized at Otambo International Airport in Johannesburg, the South African Revenue Services have stated. In the largest haul, South African Revenue Services, working with other government departments, intercepted the luggage of a female passenger at Otambo Airport containing 12 pieces of rhino horn, a total of more than 30 kilograms after acting on a tip-off from a passenger traveling to Dubai. Between July 2020 and December 2021, a total of 125 pieces of rhino horn weighing 452 kilograms were seized at Otambo International Airport, SARS said. These include over 72 kilograms of horns seized in December 2020, which had been hidden in a geyser bound for Malaysia. Zambian online news agency Kalemba has reported that Zambian national Kelby Roy Malambo has been accused of illegal possession of elephant ivory believed to be worth approximately 53 million Malawian kwacha. Malambo is alleged to have been found with 22 pieces of raw ivory weighing 64.905 kilograms at Mwami Boda Total Filling Station in Muchinji in February last year. He faces three charges, which include being found in possession of specimen of listed species, dealing in government trophy, and importing semen of listed species without producing to a customs officer a valid permit. All those offenses are contrary to the Malawian National Parks and Wildlife Act of 2017. On Tuesday, March 8, 2022, Mr. Malambo began his defense, a development that has concerned parties hopeful that the case may soon be concluded. Thank you for listening in. We were speaking to Dr. Chisoni Mumba, an animal and economics researcher and senior lecturer from the University of Zambia, on the roles of preventing the spread of zoonotic diseases from wild animals. Our takeaway from today's interview is that illegal bushmeat is at no point inspected or checked by health professionals, making it a risk to our health. Legal game meat, on the other hand, is inspected at various stages to ensure it's safe for human consumption.
Get interactive and be sure to tune in next time for another interactive and exciting episode. Find us on Facebook and Insta at This Is Not A Game and visit our website www.thisisnotagame.info.
Enjoy this, guys. This is what your granddad used to love. It's bushmeat.
Yummy! I hope it's legal, Dad. I heard on the radio that you...
Never mind that. Eat up. It's good.
Walia is right. This is not a game. Buying and serving illegal game meat is a real risk for you and your family. You become exposed to the severe diseases that come with illegal bush meat. Buy only certified game meat from an approved supplier. Illegal possession of bush meat carries a sentence of up to 7 years in prison under the Zambia Wildlife Act 2015. This message is brought to you by the Department of National Parks and Wildlife. Be sure and be legal. Illegal bushmeat. This is not a game.